BC. The price for a liter of gasoline in Metro Vancouver and Victoria is set to hit an all-time record this week, climbing to 239.9 cents per liter Thursday. The forecast, released Tuesday by the gas price prediction website GasWizard, would cement Vancouver and Victoria with the unenviable title as North America's most expensive city for gasoline. The metro area set the previous record on June 6, 2022, when the price for a regular liter of gasoline hit an average of 236.9 per liter. Werner Antweiler, an energy economist at the University of British Columbia's Sauder School of Business, said gasoline prices are skyrocketing up and down the west coast of North America as supply tightens. "It's all local. It has nothing to do with the international oil markets," said Antweiler. "It's all along the west coast, Washington to Oregon to California." Global oil and gas prices surged after Russia invaded Ukraine in February of this year. By late summer, international oil prices had eased. At one point, gas prices had remained well below $2 per liter across Metro Vancouver, Vancouver Island, and the Fraser Valley. In other parts of the province, the price was even lower. In the lead-up to the Labor Day long weekend, gas stations in Burnaby and Richmond saw a liter of gas drop to 182.9 at some stations, according to the website GasBuddy. But in little more than a week, the price of a liter of gas had shot up 40 cents at many locations across the Lower Mainland and the Capital Region. If GasWizard's forecast once again proves accurate, that means someone filling up a 50-liter gas tank in Vancouver Thursday will pay an average of $119.95, $43 more than someone in Toronto. Elsewhere in the province, the price per liter of gas is expected to be slightly lower Thursday, with GasWizard forecasting an average of roughly 192 cents per liter in Kelowna and Kamloops, and 185.9 cents per liter in Prince George. A West Coast supply problem. "The high prices now seen in Vancouver are part of interruptions in regional supply," said Antweiler. The Economist pointed to the Sturgeon refinery outside Edmonton, Alta, which from August 8 to September 23 closed for scheduled maintenance, inspections, renovations and upgrades. At the same time, four refineries shut down in California, including one unplanned at the Chevron Richmond refinery after it reportedly experienced power problems, reported the Santa Rosa Press-Democrat Tuesday. Meanwhile, there have been other maintenance shutdowns at Washington State's Ferndale Refinery and the Olympic Pipeline, which serves refineries in the Pacific Northwest. That has meant oil that could otherwise flow north is staying in local markets. Even a fire that led to two fatalities earlier this month at an Oregon, Ohio, refinery is having an effect on prices out west, said Antweiler. "It's all coming at a time when U.S. crude oil production is down over a million barrels a day across the U.S. compared to pre-pandemic levels," added the UBC energy expert. "It's all conspiring to create a spike in prices," he said.